You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Call us with your eBay, anything and everything, at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And this morning, Lee.
Yes.
And Don.
Yes.
I sit next to Jeff.
Right.
And we're planning out our next, and I'm not supposed to tell you anything.
Oh, come on.
This is supposed to be a big secret,
oh,
right?
Oh, come on.
But we're planning out the next, Audrey's on her way down. Jeff just texted me. I guess she wants to get in on the show. Jeff, why don't you come down, too? We'll just make it a big party. We're planning our next in-person events, yes.
And do we know where they're going to be?
I do, but I'm not telling you.
Okay. Can you give us a hint? Give me the first letter of the first city.
How about if I sing you a song about one of the cities that
okay,
we just said we're not going to go to?
Okay.
All the little chicks with the crimson lips sing. What do they sing?
I'm not going to sing on the radio.
Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks. We're not going there. Come on in.
Oh, where the door's locked. We're not going to Cleveland?
No.
And why is that?
I don't know. Hmm. Hold on. Don, will you...
Keep us straight, okay?
Unbelievable. She's like, why don't you just break the door down, Audrey?
Sorry.
Come on in. Put on some headphones.
This is such
yeah, we wanted... Since Don's here, we just thought we'd get the whole team here. So Don's here, too.
Well, I mean, I was in an important meeting, but okay.
You were in an important meeting?
This is more important, Audrey.
You
hello,
have to put
Audrey.
On the headphones. Yeah.
More important.
Hold on. I got to turn our mic on.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi, how are,
I'm
are you?
I'm doing good. No, no, we're
I'm
hearing.
To get close to the thing.
Oh, I got to turn down. Now she's up. Okay, hi, I'm the engineer too.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Oh, there she is.
It's stuck.
Welcome, yeah. Audrey. Hey, Griff, I got to finish what we were doing at
yeah,
the
go
top.
Ahead.
When we okay, so eBay is testing an interesting and exciting new functionality.
Yeah, blah,
in
blah, blah.
My messages, hush up. When you pull his mic down.
No.
When
don't.
You receive an inquiry about an item. Okay?
Yes.
You may find a brand new option in a blue box just below the big yellow response button.
Mm-hmm.
It says new! Exclamation point.
New.
Now you can send an offer directly to the member for this item. End of quote.
So, oh, yes, I've seen that.
So there's a link to a private offer help page which explains if a member sends you a message about a fixed price listing,
mm-hmm.
you can choose to send the member an offer to buy the item at a discounted price.
Mm.
And the offer is good for up to 48 hours when the listing ends or until you cancel the offer, whichever comes first. And you can send an offer for any fixed price listing as long as the listing is active, does not use variations, and is not listed in the motor vehicles category.
How exciting.
That is very exciting. You're bad.
Tracy says, Tracy's about, are we live?
Yeah, very bad.
We're live.
Oh, you geez. Wouldn't know it, though.
What?
Because it sounds so professional.
Really?
It does sound professional. Doesn't sound like a morning zoo at all.
No.
So welcome, Audrey Tracy. She's also on our team. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Remind everyone what you do.
Sure. I do the social media for eBay sellers on eBay for Business, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and a blog.
And she's busy. So were you listening to the radio and you came down?
No, Jeff texted me and said, Griff has calling out for you on the radio.
See, that's all I have to do, Lee, is I just have to call and they show up.
Okay.
I ran over from two buildings.
Okay,
let's see
now
if this works.
We can do it to
John Donahoe.
I knew
where
it.
Are you?
Exactly. Oh, God. Hey, we've got an email here, Griff.
So we're all going to answer it.
With
go
a
ahead.
Question for you, okay?
Right. Yeah.
It's Mary from Albuquerque, New Mexico. She's known on eBay as eBazaars 101. We know Mary.
Yes, we do.
And she said, this is probably redundant, but just to confirm regarding transaction cancellations affecting defect rate,
mm-hmm.
I had a buyer place a bid on an item. She then almost immediately sent a message saying, will you please cancel my bid? I just had a child tell me they need a ton of money for school and I cannot complete the sale. I replied that if there wasn't a bid to trump hers, I would send her a cancellation notice, which I did and which she confirmed. Have I gotten a defect mark because of this or since she sent the first message? Is it okay? Thank you.
So rather than I answer that question, let's ask Audrey, what do you think? Come on, you know.
No? Question mark?
Wait.
I don't know this stuff well enough to know that. Sorry, I'll admit that on live radio.
Okay, so much for you.
Excuse me, do we have the sound effect of a big black whip?
Exactly.
John, do we have a sound effect of...
I'm going to go with no as well.
No, okay. And the answer is no, because it's that isn't a seller cancellation. A seller cancellation would be after a sale... This is the only thing that counts as a seller. What's that noise?
That wasn't a good enough whip.
Was terrible. It sounded like a theremin.
Really?
The only thing that counts as a seller cancellation is post-sale, the buyer has paid for the item, and the seller, without any communication from the buyer, refunds the entire payment, not a partial payment, the entire payment. That is an inferred stockout. That would be considered a seller cancellation. Canceling a bid during an auction before it ends is not a cancellation. It's not a seller and it's not a defect. Again, go to the seller update page for the spring update, and you can get there if you go to Seller Information Center, the Seller Center. Click the link for seller news, and there's still a link at the bottom of that page. It says read the spring seller update for 2014. There is a short list of what counts as a defect, and it's very specific what a seller cancellation is. And a bid cancellation or a bid retraction is not. And if there's a communication at any time post-sale from the buyer, and then you refund the money, that's not a seller cancellation, because the assumption will be, even without reading the email, that the buyer requested that the sale be canceled. It couldn't be clearer, so stop worrying.
Well, we're nervous.
Yeah, I can tell.
Sellers are nervous. What can
I
tell
you? No need to be nervous.
Do you remember the other day we discussed relisting an item for whatever reason? You have to relist an item, okay?
Yes.
All right. And someone told us that she doesn't like to ever do that because buyers wonder why you've had to relist the item.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we got an email from Marilyn in Loveland, Colorado, known on eBay as MM Most. And she said, Lee, I do relist sold items, but I state the reason why to avoid these questions. So what reason would you state?
Would I state?
I'm a little confused, yeah.
Well, I think if it's like a non-paying buyer or if it's a buyer that changed their mind.
Okay.
A seller, have you seen this before, you guys?
No.
You haven't seen where a seller will list an item and in the description it'll say, I'm relisting this because the previous buyer backed out or didn't pay or changed their mind.
No, I haven't. As a buyer, that I wouldn't even be looking at that.
Me either. If I want the item, I want the item.
Why does the seller need to disclose that, and why would the buyer
care? They don't need to, but some sellers feel like... So I think the reason is because if you're selling specific items, the view that a seller might have is there's just this limited pool of buyers, and they all know you, and they've looked at the listing, and now they're suspicious because you've relisted it, and they feel like they have to talk to those buyers.
Right. Well, see, I've sold items. I do that free three times. You know, you can relist
sure,
it just automatically. And I've sold things in the second and third go-around.
Yeah, I would not do that. If I was relisting an item... And that happens with buy it now items. For example, I had the bad luck carpet, I call it, which I finally took off the market, which I think I've sold three times and had returned three times because it didn't work in the person's decor.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I've relisted it, I've not said, I'm relisting this because the previous buyer, it didn't work for them. I think that's just no one's business.
Because the previous buyer was a jerk
and
didn't pay for it.
Never.
I wouldn't say that.
Of course not. I'm kidding.
No, they're very good buyers.
Well, I think a lot of it depends on what type of item it is, too. I mean, a carpet, like you're saying, there's a size, there's a color.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, and I remember from the antique business, there's this thing about burning the item. So in the old days, and maybe even today, in the antique business, you found something fresh and new, and you put it out in the market. And if it doesn't sell, it just sits there. It's called burnt. Everyone's seen it. So, and people would say that because you're dealing with a lot of middlemen in that business. And so, you know, a middleman picker might look at it at a show and say, so has anyone else seen this? And they actually ask that question. And if you have to say, yeah, he's already seen it, say, oh, that's burnt. The item's burnt.
Well, it probably wouldn't hurt to say something. And by the way, Marilyn has over 18,000 positive feedback.
Well, so she knows what she's
doing. She knows what the heck she's doing there. Yeah. So
I don't think it hurts to say it. I just don't think it's, for me, I don't view it as necessary as a buyer. But as some sellers, they feel the need to do that. I don't think it hurts you to do that at all. I don't think it hurts a seller to state that. What do you think, Audrey?
Well, from a buyer perspective, I really don't care about previous transactions that didn't work out.
So you just discount
it. In fact, if I want it, I'm happy it's there.
Exactly. So,
what about you, Dawn?
I'm going to go from a seller's perspective. So when I list items, I try to make things almost have a story around them.
Yeah.
So I try to put it into some context of, for example, with clothes, this will look great doing X, Y, and Z. So I think that kind of information is more important than that this item has been listed this many times. It's more like, what can you do with this item? Why do you want it?
So if you were really relisting, you wouldn't necessarily state it.
No. Yeah. I'd keep going with my creative.
Yeah, I feel like there's a danger there in saying that this has been relisted, you know, with your, what'd you call it, the carpet, the bad luck
carpet? Bad luck carpet,
yeah. Like, if you say that I've listed this thing three times and it hasn't worked out three times, as a buyer, I'm going to say, well, am I the fourth guy that's it's not going to work out with? Like,
possibly.
Is this a defective product?
Did your dog pee on the carpet? Right.
No.
And
not
what did you do on the carpet? Just
not
what
that,
did
I can
you
tell
do?
You. I haven't done that in years. No, it's just I think it's a very particular carpet with a specific color palette. And it could work in the right situations and not. I've taken it off the market, and it looks great in my garage, so there it is. I'm going to drive my car over it a few times, and then I'll sell it. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back. And you ladies, you gals, going to stick around for a little bit? Maybe another segment? Yeah? Okay. She's not answering. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. We're here to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Ask Griffin Lee.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the Archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Our lines are open wide at 888-723-4630. And we're in the studio with, of course, Lee. And also, we have other people in the studio. We've got Dawn DeLevy from the she's community manager at eBay. And we also have Audrey Tracy Cox.
No.
Audrey Tracy. Where did I get that?
Cox is my maiden name.
Oh, okay. But it's on your email.
No, it's on my Facebook.
It's on your Facebook. That's what it is. Okay. So, Audrey, what
now
are you...
Now they're going to find me.
What are you... Talking to the mic, tell me, what is it you do at eBay? Tell us, what is it that you do?
I do. I run eBay for Business, which is a social media program devoted to our professional seller audience.
All right.
So if you make all or most of your money selling on eBay, we want you to be a fan mm-hmm. of eBay for Business. We've got a Facebook page, a Twitter page, a LinkedIn group, and a blog.
So if you go to Twitter and type in eBay for Business, they'll find you.
Yes, twitter.com/eBay for Business.
And if I go to Facebook, how do I find you?
Same thing, facebook.com/eBay for Business.
So look these up and like these pages. What's cool about the blog is that you get lots of different industry and employees to come in and you don't provide all the content, right?
No, I actually have a couple of writers, and then we do guest bloggers as well.
Yeah, I love that because you get some really good perspectives and insights from different people.
Yeah,
and it's all about business.
And we all send different links and content that we see around the industry as well to Audrey. So last weekend, for example, I found an article of what's the top sellers in different states around the U.S.
I know, that was shocking to me.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. So not eBay-generated content there, just some third party with some interesting insights.
Yeah, and that article went around. I saw it in Facebook groups. I saw it on our page. I saw it kind of made the rounds over the last couple of weeks.
It's what they call viral.
It went viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were no Walkmans on it, though.
Did you hear about the Walkman?
No.
So someone who was, I don't know how we got on the topic of Sony Walkman cassette players, and the cassette player that's used by the Pratt character in Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't see the movie yet. But I guess people are putting Halloween costumes together. And Jeff actually posted a whole page on the chat board that shows a website where you can go and see the various parts of the costume. And one of them is this blue and silver Walkman. So I went and I found it on eBay. This is a Walkman. This is from the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know what they're selling for? Up to $1,300 a piece.
Wow.
So go through your stuff, people, if you've got this particular Walkman. And I'll tell you again what the model number is TPS-L2. And I'm looking at one right here, $1,299.99. So just a penny shy of 13. And here's the shocking, $75 shipping. I don't know why that's so
hard.
Wait
a minute.
Well, it says it's from Canada. So maybe it was cross-border and they had to insure it or something.
Okay, that makes sense. Who knew?
I don't know.
Audrey, you did a fantastic job live tweeting the entire eBay Radio Party and Conference this year.
Yes, you did.
Well, thank you. That was a whole lot of fun.
We
want to
thank you so much for it, and we hope we can get you back again next
year. Yeah, I would love to go again.
Hey, tell us the story. I think we might have spilt the beans, but what happened with your laptop?
You're talking about my personal laptop.
Yeah, your personal.
So it's quite a story. How much time do we have?
We have time. Go for it.
So we were burgled. My personal home residence was burgled.
Were you there?
No.
Oh,
apparently, my lovely husband left the back door open.
It's always their fault.
Always. So
typical man.
I had a beautiful MacBook Pro 17-inch, the highest, you know, the biggest, fanciest Mac you could buy.
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
I thought it was a big deal.
Some like old thing.
No. This was not a cheap computer.
Oh, geez.
And we were burgled, and somebody took it, and that's all they took, which is strange.
Yeah.
But so they took it, and
the dog stayed.
Yeah, nobody took the dog.
Thank heavens. Dogs are important.
Did the dog bark? Did the neighbors hear
No, the dog was
anything?
Asleep the whole time.
The dog said, wagged its tail and pointed at the laptop and said, I think what you want is right there.
Right. So I filed a police report. You know, I went through all the motions you're supposed to go through when that happens. And then I didn't think much about it. And then about 4 weeks later, I got a text that said, hey, I have to back up. Sorry. I did the police report, and then I did this thing called Find My Mac. And if you have a Mac, rush over to find My Mac and do all the things that you need to do there. It's on iCloud. I was able to remotely lock my computer so that nobody could get into it. And I was able to put a message on the, when you open the stolen laptop, I was able to put a message on the front screen that said, "This is stolen, please return to Audrey," and my phone number. So I did that. And then 4 weeks later, I got a text from a guy that said, "Hey, I think I just bought your stolen laptop off of Craigslist, and I can't get into it, right, because it's locked."
Yeah.
And
what's your password?
Right, and so what's your password?
Wait. So how did he know it was yours?
Because I put my name and phone number on that first open screen.
Was smart.
Okay.
That was smart.
I said, "This is a stolen laptop. Please return it to Audrey," with my phone number.
Oh, wow. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah. And so I set up all of this through iCloud. Go to iCloud right now and do it. It's okay. The most fantastic service.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this text, and I responded back, and I said, and so the guy said, I have your laptop. It's stolen. I want to return it to you." And I said, "Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you very much." And so we traded texts back and forth. Apparently, he has the guy that sold it to him, we believe, is the bad guy, right? And the buyer had all of the information for the seller. He had the guy's cell phone number. He had some text chat transcripts. Is that what I'm trying to say?
Yes, of course.
And so he provided all of this to me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So unfortunately, the poor guy that bought it, he's out $800.
Oh, that's
Yeah, and the poor guy, didn't look like he had a whole lot of money. So $800 is probably a big blow to him. So I feel badly about that.
Did you give him anything?
I gave him $100 and said, "Thank you for being
honest.
Thank you for being a good guy. You're doing the right thing. I totally appreciate it.
Yeah.
Here's $100 for your goodwill."
Did they find the guy?
No, they haven't found him.
They probably won't either.
I'm not holding out any hope on that.
So that's a story with a kind of a mixed ending. It's kind of happy and kind of sad.
Right. But if you for the third time, I'm going to plug this thing. Go to iCloud, put all of your devices, all of your Apple devices on iCloud, use this thing called Find My Mac, and then when something bad happens, lock it down so that nobody can get your information.
So the other thing you can do, if you're an Android user, Google has something called Device Manager.
Oh, really?
You can register all your Google devices to do that as well.
Yep.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Because I was feeling Mac envy. For a moment.
Audrey, we talked about you're the sell it girl in your neighborhood. What do you sell on eBay? And what's this thing with the earthquake mannequin?
I don't know. That's a Don joke. I don't know that one.
Oh, okay. What is the joke, Don? Don?
Pressure's on.
Do I reveal
this? And
what does
she sell?
Yeah,
Well, here's how this started. So, as you all know, when a seller has a mannequin in their listings and the clothing items are on the mannequin, it makes the clothing items look more realistic.
Yes, it does.
So, Audrey has purchased a mannequin and has been selling purses off the mannequin. So, people can see where the purse hits, on the hip or on the thigh. You know, that gives
good.
Or sellers or buyers a really good feel for that. Except Audrey's mannequin is naked.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
It's the one you got at the store in the mall.
At the Coldwater Creek.
Yeah.
So that's been a going joke around the office, is the naked mannequin. So I found a picture of a mannequin that's tilted on its side. So someone was trying to show the swoosh of a dress.
The swish.
Yes. And so since we just had an earthquake, it kind of looked like the mannequin was tumbling over.
Oh, yes, it did.
So I get what they were trying to achieve, but it just kind of cracked me up. So we kind of have this ongoing mannequin
theme. It was the falling down mannequin.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. What do you sell on eBay? Tracy, we're talking to. Audrey.
I sell lots of stuff, but mainly stuff out of my closet. Things that I no longer wear or just not into anymore. I have, thank God, I have a couple of rich friends that let me clean out their closets. So I tend to take the new with tag stuff out of that.
Gucci.
Yes, I just recently sold a Gucci bag for a friend. That went delightfully well.
Oh, that's good. Did you sell on eBay prior to working at eBay?
No.
So has this helped your position here, knowing, doing this? I mean, does it give you some background?
Yes. I don't feel like I can be a credible eBay representative talking to sellers if I don't sell myself.
So and that's how sellers feel about it,
that's
too,
how
by
Lee
the way.
Feels. Yeah. Lee feels the same
way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very small time. I sell maybe 4 things a month, if I'm lucky.
But that's 4 things more than zero.
Right.
There's some employees here, and if you're listening, you know who you are, and you should be ashamed, who don't sell anything.
Yeah. And I have a defect.
You have a defect?
I have a defect.
Oh, no.
What was it for?
Item not received.
What happened to the item?
She received it.
Oh, just received it late.
I don't remember the exact details, but, you know, if, for those sellers who worry about defects and, you know, are wrought with anxiety over a defect, know that even eBay employees get defects.
Well, I know I have some. I have a 0.97 defect rate currently. Some of those were so well earned.
Yes, because he lost his items.
Because I lose things, yeah. I know.
He's got to have a better inventory system.
I have to have a better brain. Well, I'm getting better.
Well,
so
Urban802, who's on the chat board, says, I am a worrier, and this defect policy worries me. Help, and a million exclamation points afterward. Well, you can't be worried about something that hasn't happened yet. And if you do everything eBay tells you to do in the best practices, you know, you're going to be well served, and you can't worry about what hasn't happened in the future.
Oh, I think that was Jetfast who posted that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I said...
They said, Jetfast, you need more tequila. Okay.
Yeah, I guess...
But I know there are people who are concerned about it, and they worry.
You know. We'll talk more about that after the break. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Dawn's leaving. Bye.
Bye. We're listening.
Bye, Dawn.
We're listening for your ringtone at 888-723-4630. Thanks, Dawn. We'll come back to Lee and Audrey and Griff right after this on the eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA, for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register. It's free. And you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record. Since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price. Just $9.99 a month.
Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.